This is Scott Becker, and I'm thrilled today to have a very special guest with us, Dr. Mu Tomlinson, Emanu Tomlinson. He's an emergency room doctor originally. He's now CEO of Ituity, a great story. And we'll talk about what he does, his career development, his path, how he got there. We'll talk about his thoughts on coronavirus and more. Dr. Tomlinson, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Mu Tomlinson, CEO of Ituity. As Scott mentioned, originally an ER doctor and actually originally from Canada, which makes me a little bit different than most people. But, you know, practiced in the Midwest for a while and then moved to California and now with Ituity.
Fantastic. And how long have you been with Ituity and how did you start? And where in the Midwest did you practice originally?
Yeah, so originally I did my training in Cincinnati, Ohio, did additional training in Dayton, then moved to California to be with my wonderful wife, and joined Ituity about 16 years ago, started as emergency medicine physician in Fresno, California, practicing, and then, you know, sort of through the ranks, did some additional leadership roles, ran for the board, and about three years ago, they selected me for the CEO.
What's it been like moving from being an ER doctor originally to being CEO of a company today? What's that like? And what do you sort of focus on as CEO? What's the primary role or drive that you focus on in that role?
Yeah, I think anybody around healthcare, whether you're a physician, nurse, leader, MBA, if you're around healthcare, the original reason you chose to go into healthcare is to improve patient lives. And so, you know, that calling for all of us is pretty strong. And, you know, as you move into healthcare and especially in emergency medicine, you know, I was finding that I wanted to do more. I wanted to impact beyond just, you know, just a patient a day or just a patient an hour helping them. So I started to get more and more involved in administration. Fortunately for us, you know, Ituity is a company that allows physicians to gain experience, gain knowledge, went back to school, got my MBA. And, you know, it was a really a natural transition from, you know, solutions for the actual patient in the emergency department and now solutions across the board for health systems to try to improve the care in their communities.
And take a moment and tell me about the, you know, how coronavirus is affecting what you all are doing currently. What's happening with that?
Yeah, you know, this is an unprecedented time. You know, I think from a, you know, an infectious disease standpoint, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. And I think that, you know, my heart goes out to, you know, all the men and women out there that are on the front lines that are taking care of patients. You know, from Ituity's standpoint, we felt like we had some things in place that helped us, that will help us. You know, help the communities as far as, you know, we have a strong telehealth platform. Obviously, we're at the front lines being in the emergency department and hospitalist medicine. But what intrigues me about where we are right now is actually the connection between our partners, our providers, and also between the hospital systems and groups. We're seeing lots of collaboration, collaboration that we've never seen before. So what is the, you know, somber silver lining is that the fact that everybody in healthcare is really coming together to try to make sure that we attack this and you know, sort of get through this together.
I mean, it really is amazing to see an entire community come together and sort of, you know, raise to the purpose of the moment at hand. It's really an amazing thing to watch. As you look at this, you become a CEO. What are your top priorities currently? Are you watching the numbers to make sure things are okay? Are you making sure hospitals have the service they need? Are you making sure the morale of your people stays high? What becomes your top priorities in a crisis time like this?
Yeah, as we mentioned before, you know, the top priority is really the patients in our community. So as we do watch the numbers and we try to identify areas where, you know, to make sure that we have the resources, that we have the providers, to care for those patients. We're also looking at other areas that maybe that we don't provide services to see where we can partner and help those provider groups or those hospital health systems. The CEO, you know, I feel like my biggest role is to, you know, make sure that we're caring for the patients, but also to protect providers and protect the people on the front line. So we actively and aggressively looked at PPE. We actually partnered with health systems and connected them with vendors around the world, actually, to make sure that they had access to PPE. So, you know, made those connections and arrangements with them. Then actually even looked at PPE for our sites to make sure that our provider and our hospital partners had the appropriate PPE. So that's been a big project for us. Also, we also are looking at coalitions with other provider groups to make sure that we can move provider resources around the country. And then lastly, you know, a little bit of a plug for our chief medical officer, Greg Miller, who's really our in-depth sort of expert on COVID. And he's done a great job of educating our partners, educating our hospital systems, making sure that we're up to date on the most recent treatments, the most recent ways to protect patients and keep them isolated and who to test and so on and so forth. So I feel like our goal is to not be reactive, but be proactive and make sure that we're anticipating where we can impact, you know, in a tough time.
And when you look at all this, you're a physician by background, and still a physician, obviously. What's your sense of how this all plays out? And you know, obviously, you're not an infectious disease guy, particularly. What's your sense of this and watching it? Are you starting to get a gestalt sense of it? Any thoughts on that, Mo?
Yeah, I do. Again, you know, make the apologies. I'm not as smart as some of our infectious disease colleagues, and I know there are a lot of experts looking at, you know, the specifics around pandemics and how these things sort of track their way across the earth here. From my standpoint, I'm praying about it, to be honest. You know, essentially what we are looking at is making sure that that we have the resources. You know, our what we're trying to get from the experts is exactly where it's going to impact us and how it's going to impact us, and make sure that those resources are there. So from my personal standpoint, again, I'm not an expert, but I think that the big issue is going to be trying to prevent the disease from overwhelming our resources, specifically around ICU and providers.
And just to give a sense, not an exact number, but how many states and communities are you folks in as Vituitian?
So we're in about 18 states, and so we're across the country, primarily East Coast. Sorry, West Coast. We have some on the East Coast and a lot in the Midwest, and so we do have a perspective around where the differences in sort of regionally how coronavirus is affecting those communities.
I bet that it must be scarier and less scarier and more pensive and more anxious in some areas than other areas that started to already hit hard. And you have some perspective on that?
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, on the East Coast, it's hitting them pretty hard. The challenges are different. They're more related to, making sure that they have the resources. On the West Coast, I think we have seen, you know, we're one of the first states in California to really see the virus. We haven't seen sort of the same penetration that they've seen on the West Coast, on the East Coast. And so I think we're, you know, in some places we're being more, we're preparing more, we're making sure that we have the appropriate care, but then we're also looking at the East Coast and saying, you know, how can we help? Because, you know, we're anticipating that we're going to get there. And so we want to make sure we shift our resources, specifically PPE and providers, where we can.
Thank you very much. Just a fascinating time in healthcare here. You have a magnificent career. You've built a great company, leading a great company. Mo, Dr. Tomlinson, we appreciate you so much taking your time out today to visit with us. What a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me. Always great to talk to you, Scott. And hope to see you soon.
We hope so. Thank you so much.